For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When Mayo was talking about the decision that he made, it stretches back to the entirety of since April. What have we seen? What's the toolbox look like? What's Jacoby able to do with the line of scrimmage? And there was an interesting aspect to the postgame yesterday. I think it was Stevenson said that he went to Jacoby Brissett and said, we got to run some gap runs. Start getting up the middle a little bit more. Jacoby Brissett went to Van Pelt and said that, look, I'm sure that Drake May could have done the same thing and transferred the knowledge, but Drake May's not ready to sit under center for 60 snaps either. So to me, it was invaluable to have a co-offensive coordinator on the field.
Tommy Curran, last night on Early Edition, NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to Curran at high noon. Woo! Here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can watch the show. You can view us on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. On the live YouTube channels, subscribe to WEEI. You can also seek out interviews like Tommy Curran or other segments here on Jones and Keefe by subscribing to the YouTube channel or the WEEI, rather, YouTube channel. So make sure you do that. We'll also do misleading, the leads from the Greg Hill Show, something we disagree with. We'll hit that coming up at 11:45 today, so mark it down. I thought that was an interesting answer from Curran on the Alex Van Pelt offense and why Brissett works well there. Brissett's willing to listen to Ramondre Stevenson. Hey, here's what I want to do. These runs aren't working. Let's hit some of these. Brissett relayed that information to Van Pelt, and then they leaned into it,
yep.
Which I think reflects well on Van Pelt. I don't know how much it reflects well on Brissett. I get what Curran's saying there. He's a veteran. He understands maybe what to pick out and relay back to the coaching staff.
Yeah, maybe trust it a little bit more, right? You've seen it. He's been there, done that,
yeah,
I guess.
Drake May's like, oh, yeah, he relays it. They're either like, hey, man, buzz off, or maybe he doesn't have the wherewithal because he's got so much going on to not relay that.
Possible.
Fair point. I think some of the pre-snap stuff, I get what Curran's saying, too. I don't want to go too far with what Brissett did. I liked how he was able to scramble and pick up plays with his feet. I was surprised at that.
Yeah.
I like how he largely managed things. Like, there wasn't a lot of pre-snap dysfunction, which I was worried about.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't a lot of plays that were made there either.
No.
They didn't need to make a lot of plays, but there weren't a lot of plays we made there. I just don't want to go too far with that.
So I think this is the kind of offense you have to run and gives you a chance to win when you don't have a lot of talent. And that's it. So I'm not going to blame Gerard Mayo for the lack of talent. I'm not going to blame Alex Van Pelt for the lack of talent. This is what it is. It's at best an average offensive line, right? There's no good wide receivers for the most part. And maybe you can make an argument that one or two of them will be good. But right now, not great. The quarterback is what the quarterback is. And then you have Ramondre Stevenson, who's solid. So you feature the running back. Like, that's kind of what you have to do. Yesterday was a day for positivity because they won the game. And I certainly am one of many that did not think they were going to win the game. The reality is, this is not an offense that you're going to win a ton of games with. And it's not an offense that is going to have any kind of deep run in the playoffs. And that's not just for the Patriots. That's for anybody that kind of runs it this way. Like, it's 2024. You have to pass the ball. You have to. So last year, this is a quick little stat for you. This is the Rich Keefe stat of the day.
Oh, good.
Was this
from the
Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department?
It is from the Stats and Info Department.
Yeah,
nice.
They came up with this.
Good job.
So passing yards per game.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of quarterback, just team passing yards per game. The bottom five from last year. The five worst passing teams in the NFL.
Got to be the Pats.
Your New England Patriots.
Nice.
The Tennessee Titans.
Ugh.
The New York Jets.
Gross.
The New York Giants.
Ugh.
The Carolina Panthers. Those are, give or take, the five worst teams from last year.
Okay.
So like you have to be able to throw the ball. And on the one hand, you're like, hey, they can run it. Great. And they can run it. And the opponent knows that they're trying to run and they can still run it. That's impressive. But over the course of a season, you have to throw it. And I don't have a great deal of confidence that they can throw it. Right? Whether it be Brissett, whether it even be the offensive line protecting them for an entire game, or the receivers getting open and making plays. Like, that part of it is the reality.
Yeah, so we started off talking about the crafts and how much credit they deserve, and Van Pelt is all a part of that,
yep.
Right? You bring in Mayo, You bring in Elliot Wolf and empower Elliot Wolf in place of Belichick. Van Pelt feels like a Wolf guy. And so that all ties back to the Crafts as well. And if you want to jump in on that, you can. 617-779-7937. How sustainable is that offense? I know you don't feel like it's sustainable to win running that way. The one thing I will say, and I said this briefly yesterday, and I'll reiterate, I do think it raises your floor a little bit.
I agree.
Like, if you were worried about them winning three games or four games and taking the under on 4.5 wins, being able to run and do what they did yesterday and not make mistakes, or I'm sorry, on Sunday.
Yep.
Maybe that takes you to a 6-win team. That's not great.
No.
But maybe that raises your floor a little more than we realize. I do think it takes away from your – you have to throw to win in 2024 in the NFL if you want to be a championship-caliber team or a team that's going to win in the playoffs. But they're, that's not our goal for this team or our expectation anyway for this team.
No, and so, yeah, I think maybe you do raise the floor up a little bit. I mean, for example, I mean, and both teams could change by the time they play each other, but if you watched any of the Tennessee game on Sunday, Will Levis is a mess. Will Levis throws a pick six at the end of the game and is just – he looks – awful. So if you're going up against a team like that and your quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, isn't turning it over, isn't making these huge mistakes, and the other quarterback is, that's a formula and a recipe to win.
Yeah.
The problem is you run into, you know, some of these serious teams that can score points in bunches, or if they get the lead on you, like, all right, now you're kind of scrambling. Like, now your 8-minute touchdown drive or field goal drive, as it ends up being more often than not, what's that going to do? All that does is bleed clock, and now you're still down by 10.
No, it's the extreme example, but the Tebow year, right? The Broncos won all these games.
Yeah.
But it
was crazy. Like that was a fun, wild season to watch how they were going to pull these games out of their hat. They even won a playoff game.
But the Patriots played them twice
that year,
the regular season and the playoffs.
Yeah, they destroyed them.
And once you got up two scores, they couldn't dig out of it.
As a quick aside, my favorite part of that whole year was all of the
– that was a fun year.
NFL experts and, like, especially the former quarterbacks – they were going crazy. They were so mad that Tebow was winning. They're like, he can't throw. Yeah. He can't throw. And it's like, he just won again. He just won again. This guy sucks. It's like, he just won. He just won a playoff game with a walk-off touchdown pass. Now, they were right for the most part. He couldn't really throw.
Yeah.
He wasn't really like a modern-day quarterback. But he won like so many games, and they were all crazy.
You know?
Like, teams were fumbling. Like, a lot of it was his defense. But it was like... yeah, that would talk about not sustainable, but it was fun to watch, and people were losing their minds talking about Tebow that year.
And you know how you know it was good? Because we're still talking about it a decade
still
later.
Talking
like
about it.
And everybody knows exactly what you're
dude,
talking
worst
about.
Worst quarterback ever. It's like, well, he did win a playoff game. Like, well, no.
That's how you know it was good.
That was great.
617-779-7937. Bill Belichick loved himself some Tim Tebow. We'll get to Bill. Doesn't love talking about the Patriots these days, apparently. So we'll get to him coming up about 10 minutes from now. A head-scratching appearance on the McAfee Show yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't catch much of the Manning cast last night, but we'll get to Bill and his media appearances coming up here on Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, let's get to some phone calls. Johnny's in Brooklyn. What's up, Johnny?
Jones, Keefe, how's it going this
good.
Morning? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
The invasion of the body snatchers continues. I turned on the radio this morning, and there's Jones talking about how much credit to give to the crack.
It was a question, but then he did turn around and give them credit.
So you're right. You're right.
The answer is zero, okay? 1-16, totally on the table.
No.
You know, I think the Bengals were, okay, fine. But the Bengals were one of the worst teams this weekend. I'm glad the Patriots won. And if you've turned over a new positive leaf, Jones, I'm here for it. But I'm just trying to get used to it is all. So,
no, that's fair.
Thank you, Johnny.
It's a question. Here's what I give the Crafts credit for. I thought for sure, and part of the reason I felt all along Drake May was going to start early, and he still might, is because the Crafts were going to get involved and force it. They didn't. And rookie quarterbacks played horribly in week one. They won with Jacoby Brissett, and they let their football guys make a decision. That's really all I'm giving them credit for. Jury's out on Mayo. I liked what I saw for one week.
Pretty good.
The spending, I don't want to give them too much credit for. I know some people are. I'm trying not to get ahead of ourselves on that one. But staying out of the quarterback decision? They could have forced it week one. They didn't. They deserve some credit for that.
Yeah, no, it is a classic. Like, you hire football guys, let the football guys make those decisions. Because if you don't, then it's like, why'd you even hire them?
If you don't want them to meddle.
Yeah.
And, like, I selfishly wanted them to meddle on this one and get Drake May in there. But I've said all along, they meddle, they'll get involved in decisions. They didn't on this one. That's what I'll give them credit for. Short of that, I'm not giving them a ton of credit for 1 week.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keith is in the truck. Go ahead, Keith.
Good morning, fellas. So for this weekend, what it did for me is maybe they're a little closer to competing. I thought it was a three-year build. It looks like if you throw a legit left tackle and a top 15 receiver, especially if Macon play, it looks like they may be able to compete and maybe get back to the playoffs maybe next year. You know, probably not this year, but maybe next year. So, it's a lot of young guys. Caden Walsh, the two guards are young. This line could actually be a strength if they can get a top-end left tackle in next year's draft and then just add a number one receiver that may be closer than what we think.
So this is a good question, Keith. Keith had it. Keith, rather.
I'm confused.
I asked you yesterday, did you raise your ceiling a lot after 1 week? You said no.
A game. I didn't have them beat Cincinnati, so I'll give them a game. No, I have to be consistent.
No one's going nuts, which is fine. It's one week. Yeah. Bad teams win in week one all the time. Happens all the time.
Yep.
So I get that. Does it change like your rebuild expectations? Like if you thought, like Keith in the truck, it was going to be a three-year rebuild, do you look at it and go, well, next year they should be a playoff team? Does it change your long-term outlook?
No, because I actually, as down as I was on this season, I did think that it was set up to where they should be able to compete next year. The NFL is kind of thrives off that. They want parity, you know, whether it's the last place schedule or obviously the way the draft works. Teams go from worst to first. Teams go from first to last. Like, that happens in the NFL. We weren't used to it because for 20 years, the Patriots just win the division and move on. But there was a lot of other movement, like in other divisions. So I think a team can go from 4 wins to, even if it's just a 5-win season this year, you know, whatever. But like, to the caller's point, they beef up the left tackle. Let's say Drake May plays the second half of the season and it looks pretty good. I mean, you only need 9 wins to be a playoff team, or at least like knocking on the playoff door. I think next year that could be a reality. If the defense is good, if Mayo looks like he knows what he's doing, right? That's a big check mark, and we didn't know what the answer to that was. Sure, maybe they do land a top 15 receiver somehow, some way, right? Like, they've struck out so far, but if they get one of those guys, why not?
Yeah, playoffs next year should be in play. Yeah. You know, whether if they win 9 games and they just miss it, I'll give it to them. But they should be an above 500 team that's in the mix for the playoffs next year. I already felt that way. But if you're adjusting that expectation, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.